Like, why is this
it's
necessary?
It's not necessary, dude. Listen, it's listen, just there's DJ. Like a childlike wonder to pissing in the snow.
Can I say no.
Can but I say like, this? DJ, you're thinking too hardly would you about piss it in because. Pool? Listen,
no, you're hold, thinking hold too on. Hardly no, about that's, this. That's not the same show. Thing.
let me say this. Like, everything is done at least once, and you have to do it at least once to figure out if you can do it.
Dude, if I'm it's walking out and there's things. Snow, dude, my penis is all the way inside, man. It is too cold.
Okay.
There's no way.
You don't understand this because you're down there, but like, at least somebody of my ancestral descent likes to play in the snow when the snow happens. When it's actual snow that you can play in. I grew up doing that. I grew up sledding. I grew up riding quads in the snow. I grew up hiking.
Yeah, when it snows down here, it's the apocalypse, man, even though it's like 3 inches.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Of course. I knew it was coming.
Good cracking.
What is cracking, everybody, and welcome to episode 101 of the Shipwreck Show. I'm one of your resident Captain Snyder, Nell Pearson, alongside the crackhead, K-R-A-K, head, Devin Brevin, the dude, doggy dog. How are you, good sir?
I missed it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Yes, Devin. I mean, like, listen, man, it's not my fault, dude. You know I mean, you're doing it to yourself, man. You know what I mean? Tell him, Garrick.
Huh?
What am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
What
are you doing to
yourself?
What is going on?
I'm asking Devin how he's doing. He's all salty because I called him a crackhead. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, normal people don't stream for 15 hours, okay?
No, they it's don't. Not even full-time creators stream for 15 fucking hours.
It was great. It was a good time. We had fun. Okay.
We had fun, he said.
Streamer advice 101. You stream for 8 hours and then spend your last 7 hours editing your videos for content. That's what you're supposed to do.
We just playing games, man. We just playing games.
He just said, we just playing games, though.
We just Jeez, playing games.
Jesus Christ. We just
playing games. He's like, what? He's like, there's not actually any content. He's like, we're just playing games.
Yeah. It's just everybody watching me silently.
I'm kidding. Oh, God. God, dude. Devin, how are you? How are you this week?
I'm doing good. I beat the base game of Final Fantasy 14 today.
Sure did. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I did a little live react to the Xbox showcase, even though it was kind of meh.
The snooze fest, yeah, that we had at lunchtime.
Oh, dude, God, I mean, there was like two cool things in the whole thing. Yeah.
Two cool things. Maybe. Okay. Depending on who you ask.
Honestly, really quick. I just need to address this just because I need to fucking know if it was just me that felt this way about Avowed. Did anybody else think that game presented itself really strongly as a VR title?
Yeah. It felt like they were most definitely advertising a VR game. Like, I don't know if that's their plan. I don't know if they plan on releasing a VR version of this game, but it felt like a VR game.
Yeah, the way it presented was so odd, and it just felt, I don't know, it really drew me out of what I thought they were trying to present. I don't know. I'm obviously going to play it because like it's going to be on Game Pass day one. Thank God. Right. But I don't know. It's interesting. Is my camera laggy for you guys? I just noticed. Is it choppy?
It was
good to me.
It's a little. Oh no! No way! Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Ozinator in chat, welcome in for the first time. Welcome to the Fish Family. Fucking, we also have the man without a camera right now. It is my baby boy, the sweet, sweet, sweet Sir Chase of Beard. My good sir, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about you guys, huh? Garrick, sorry, I kind of jumped in on you talking about.
Everybody interrupts me anyways. It's nothing new.
I love you, Garrick. I love you.
Jace, how have you been, my friend?
Dude, I've been good. As you know, Pacific Northwest can't handle ice storms at all or any type of snow.
I've been seeing the fucking pictures from these fucking dweebs. We've been getting hella snow here. I've got like a 5-foot snow wall in front of my house right now. But that's like rad. No ice.
I wish we had that.
Yeah. But I haven't been to work since Friday. Been paid every single day. It's been
pretty sweet. That shit legit looks like the day after tomorrow outside.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think I said that to Corey earlier today.
You literally said it to me.
I said it to Chase. Yeah.
There you go. It does, by the way. Yeah, it's pretty fucking awful because it's like Portland specifically, because I can't speak for where Chase lives, but like they do not give a shit about when the entire city turns into an icicle. Like, they don't give a fuck, dude. Like,
Oregon's infrastructure is not designed for heavy fucking snow and cold temperatures like that.
Nah.
I literally have a fucking 5-foot snow wall in front of my house right now, and all we got was a 2-hour delayed start on school. Like...
Dude, it just like, it's insane to me. Like, the only reason the roads that are drivable is because people drive on them all the time. So like those are all slush, and that's fine. Like, we can deal with that.
Like, your suburban and rural roads are probably just ice rinks.
If you're not like driving on a main road, you are fucked. Mm. Parking lots are ice skate rinks. Like, walking from my parking lot at my apartment complex to my front door, I have to fight for my fucking life.
I 100% believe that shit.
I'm like to the point where I'm almost like considering just like getting knee pads and just like ice picks and just using those to like slide my way to my front door.
Chase can tell you all about that.
You need those little fucking like little rubber doodaddy spike things that go on your shoes. They're like little snowshoes guys.
Yeah, I've seen those. Dude, Kai and I walked to Fred Meyer because it wasn't too far from our house. Uh-huh. And so we went. And so when we were going, I was like, well, I don't want to fall on my ass or like be cold. So I was like wearing hella layers. And then my wife was like, hey, I have these hiking poles that have composite that we can move the rubber bottom and it has a composite needle. I was like, oh, that's sweet. So then I put gloves on my hand, too. So we're walking all white people like to the store. Dude, someone from the news was like, can we ask you about like the weather and have your comment? I was like, sure. I forgot. I also wore my pit vipers, but they're my vit pipers. They're fake. I'm not gonna fucking drive, like, not at all. I'm not gonna drive in this weather
with your fucking walking poles. Dude, you probably looked like a Portlander motherfucker.
Oh yeah, they're like, are you worried at all about the power going out? I was like, nah, I'll be all right. With pit vipers, right, anything's possible, you know what I mean?
Dude,
could you just imagine? I literally just had like this picture in my fucking head of Chase with these walking poles just walking to the store, dude. And he's like, he's got like a pace going, right? And like, there's the news crew stopping and they're like, hey, can we ask you a couple questions? He's like, I got places to be, guys. Sorry.
he's fucking getting it, dude.
He just keeps trucking, dude.
I need to find track cleats. That's what I need. It's like track cleats.
The only way you get any grip is just max sprinting. So you've got that sprinting. Downward force.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Dude. I'll get everywhere in just enough time.
Could you imagine you're getting ready for work in the morning, bro? And you're just like, you're like, all right, all right. And go! And you just like fucking take off out your front door.
Chase, what were you saying, dude?
Wouldn't that just be pretty much ice skating with how sharp the needles are for track shoes?
If I'm running these steel spikes are going needles. Straight into the ice. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I said needles, not spikes.
And that's pretty much what they are. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they're pretty much needles. You know, man. For trackleats specifically? Yeah.
They're called spikes.
Spikes, needles.
This fucking guy, dude. Oh my god.
Well, actually, I ran in track. They're called spikes.
Speaking of extra bullshit, we also have. Our fire and flame itself. It is Gerek Bartholomew Eaton. Gerek.
He called you extra bullshit, Gerek. How does that make you feel?
I mean, if the shoe fits, brother.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's
turning from a bull.
Gerek can be a little bit extra. You know what I'm saying? He can be a little bit extra.
When the mood strikes, right? Like, I gotta be feeling exactly. It.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not necessarily wrong. Gerek, how are you today, my friend?
Dude, this was the first day it didn't snow in 2 weeks. I'm a
Jesus, man. Yeah, fucking jelly.
Today really wasn't all that bad. Like, the roads weren't terrible this morning, which has basically been like an uphill battle, quite literally, given my place of work over the last like few days. So that's been really interesting. But other than that, no, I'm actually doing really good. I'm really looking forward to Friday. I've been playing lots of games this week. I started another new game the other day because I have a problem.
Is that the prequel to the day before the other day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I started this. I was actually just telling Devin about this earlier. I was like, you ever just like kind of like boot up like your PlayStation or your Xbox or whatever, and like you're looking at what you have installed and you're like, eh. Like none of this like just scratches. It's not scratching the itch today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so yesterday I was kind of experiencing that yesterday. And well, you know, like every once in a while, like shit goes on sale and there's a New Year's sale on the PlayStation store right now. So I picked up the PlayStation 5 version of the Lovecraftian like action horror game, The Sinking City.
Oh, yeah. OK.
Yeah. I'm giving it a go. It's clunky as fuck, but the atmosphere is really cool. And so like, I'm enjoying it. Sure. So like, it's scratching. It's doing what I want it to do as a game. It's scratching that itch. So I started playing that the other day. And then, I was thinking about how I didn't get to like join on the episode last week and try like all the new do the food thing that you guys did. Mm-hmm. So I went and I got this soda from Fizz. And it fucking tastes kind of strange.
Oh, okay.
I tried the Fizz is like a soda thing here. It's basically like a soda bar, essentially. Like you just, it's like regular sodas, and they just throw all sorts of shit in it.
Yeah.
It's a Diet Coke, like that's the base of it, but it's got all sorts of shit in it that you wouldn't necessarily expect to put in a Diet Coke. So I mixed it up. I definitely okay. So the drink itself is called a Sarah. I don't know why. But it's got, so it's a Diet Coke with salted caramel.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So that off the bat, it like really makes it taste kind of different. So like, it's got salted caramel, Irish cream, vanilla, French vanilla and cream.
I'm actually kind of here for it. I'm here for it.
It sounds good. I thought it was going to be sweeter than it is. But the salted caramel really, really savories it out, and it almost tastes like a float.
I think that's kind of what they're going for, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's something in the Coke, but the Coke with the salted caramel almost gives it like a chocolatey like sort of flavor when they're combined. It's really interesting. I don't know that I'd order it again because it's a lot. It's like a lot of flavors in your face all at once. But it was good for a fun try.
Fucking Devin. Crackhead.
Something in the Coke.
Fucking high piece of shit. It was funny because I was imagining that conversation so differently where it's like Eric's like, yeah, man, I don't know. I felt like the Coke was going to be way different. And Devin's like standing in a skate park, be like, what do you mean it's different?
Really? I gave you that good shit. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's different.
Oh, dude. Yeah, so me and the band were hitting Salt Lake City for our tour in February, and we talked about stopping by that place, Fizz. Because our goal is to try, like, every city that we go to on tour is to try one food thing there that is like
dang. Like is their thing. It's like, or like this, like, yeah, local to the area.
Yeah. And so, like,
there's a couple of these joints, but I'm pretty sure Fizz was like the original Salt Lake
City. That's what we heard. Yeah. And so we were kind of like, okay, well, let's look into what this place is. And we were looking at the menu and we're like, oh, dope. They're like a soda bar. And that's tight. Yeah, that's super fucking tight. Cool. I saw some of the things on the menu and I was like, that needs to be in my mouth immediately. So, like, I mean, if there's
so many fucking options. The menu is huge.
You guys don't have a lot of things there in SLC, but you do have some yummy sodas.
We do have like the occasional cool thing, but nah, dude, it's white here.
It's Yuta. It's Yuta, man.
Yeah, so. Nah, it's like, yeah. But you guys are coming through here in February, though?
Technically, I think it's March. It's the last day. It's like March 4th? 3rd? March 3rd, it might be.
Where else you going?
Y'all got arrangements?
So we're doing, not yet. We'll talk, Eric. We'll talk. Okay. So we're doing Fresno.
Like, I will be offended if you didn't at least ask.
Oh, of course, Doc. Of course. Of course, man. We're doing Fresno. Our Oakland show got moved to Sacramento. We're doing Medford, Portland, Seattle, Spokane, Twin Falls, Idaho, and Salt Lake.
Oh, okay, you guys are kind of doing a little loopy, you
know, like an up, a little, and over, a little beat, up and over,
yeah,
a little up and over. Yeah, thing.
I get you.
Yeah, will the
Idaho Salt Lake part be the middle of your tour?
No, it's the end.
Or is that the end, like looping back?
Yeah. Well, so we're starting in Fresno, going up and then over and then down, and then coming back to Portland again.
Where are you playing in Fresno?
Oh god, what the fuck's the venue called? Let me take a look here. It is drumroll, everybody. It is Great Rooms.
Ooh.
He said lip smack. He said lip smack. Damn,
Jack's trash venue you're playing at, sir.
Jack's in chat right now, dude. Jack, you better keep. I loved it. Oh, that's assuring.
Now, some kid in Fresno can't name his garage and call it a venue. All right,
my boy said. Oh god, we're gonna be stuck there for fucking ever, but you guys get to be stuck with us for one more hour, because this is the Shipwreck Show, where once a week, every week, four, one is hidden, of the Brethren Corps gather together to discuss anything and everything the seven seas has thrown our way. If you're riding this wave, you can head on over to our Discord channel, where you can submit questions and topics to the show, get exclusive content, and soon have really access to episodes before they go live on podcast and video services across the digital sea. I'm doing it on this episode. Thank you, sir. But you can also support us by following or subscribing to Good Kraken right here at twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel by clicking the link down here in our description section below in order to get updates when new episodes go live everywhere. Thank you, sirs. Gentlemen, we have a captain's order. Guys, please buckle your motherfucking seatbelts for February, because we got some really rad dope shit that we got coming your fucking way in February. We got a whole slew of just wonderful dandy things that are coming your direction.
Two and a half.
And Xander showed me one of them, and I was like, ooh, fuck. Ooh, fuck.
DR?
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, fuck.
Was it for DR?
It's for DR. It was DR.
That's the one I want to see the most. I haven't seen the update.
It looks good.
Because 20K already looks pretty good.
20K already does look good. I'm most actually stoked for what we're doing for this, because the new thing for that, I'm actually pretty happy about
how I sprinkled in some old teasers in there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited for it. Well, anyways, please hang tight for it. We'll be coming at you real soon, so be ready for that. Gentlemen, let's get into our tier one listener question. That's right. We're back to it, and we start out with one. Shane is classy. Gentlemen, Shane asks, if you could make yourself a Pokemon, what Pokemon would you become?
Is this like a new one, or like we would choose an already existing Pokemon?
I think an already existing Pokemon
I think an already existing Pokemon.
I don't think we're out here trying to create Pokemon. That's what Power World's for. What Pokemon do we want to be? And let's just say let's give ourselves a few options here, right?
Okay. Because hold on. I don't think you guys understand the question that Shane has just asked.
Okay.
Have y'all read some of these fucking Pokedexes? Like, potentially choosing some of these Pokemon can have disastrous consequences.
Wow, okay.
Garrick is my all-time favorite. That's just what I'm going to do.
Just Garrick just fucking just gave us some Bill Nye the Science Guy-ass Pokemon shit here. So, okay, Garrick, let's start with you then, good sir. What Pokemon are you going to become, and what are the ramifications picking that Pokemon?
Because there's like legit, like, because obviously, dude, like, what if you chose a Cubone? Like, you're like, I want to be a Cubone. Like,
is
why?
That, is
why
that, would that you because want... your mom has to die? Is that like,
there's a le- or you're at least where you, dude, whose skull is it? Because in the Pokedex, it says it's the skull of its mother.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, right? That sounds rad.
And then
dude.
there's Pokemon like Haunter or Ghastly and Gengar who literally like go around killing folks to turn them into other Pokemon.
I can start. I love this too because I want to hear Garrick's breakdown for why any choice that we make is a bad choice. Okay. So I'm starting with Vaporeon. Because if you didn't know, Vaporeon.
Yes. I hate this already. We should have seen this coming.
I mean,
I thought about it.
Talking about human Pokemon physical capability. Never mind. Okay. I take it back. They don't want that to be the answer, guys. I'm sorry. I tried fighting for being a Vaporeon so I could just whore myself out, but I guess that's not acceptable. Devin, what Pokemon are you going to pick, sir?
I don't know yet. I'm taking a quiz to see what Pokemon I am. I looked up on Google. I was like,
this motherfucker went to BuzzFeed and said, "Let's find the Pokemon." Actually,
I went to the Nintendo of America website. Thank you very much.
It's an officially licensed Switch Pokemon. Right. Are you guys?
Jesus Christ! Okay.
So far, I know I'm a water type.
Magikarp for real.
Does it just have you pick? Because you might as well just pick.
No. It takes 9 questions to figure out you're a water type.
First. Okay. Well, we'll let Devin finish his Pokemon selection here, and we shall move to Chase. Chase.
It's such a big question. There's freaking like 800 of those fucking
just give us 2 or 3 Pokemon that you want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's not that fucking hard, guys. I mean, like, Jesus Christ.
It's not. Look, you can't just. No. All right, it's not that surface level of a question, right?
Fuck,
if
man.
I'm turning myself into a Pokemon, you know, I'm taking that shit seriously. I'm stuck that way forever, brother. Last thing I want to be for the rest of my fucking life is a Bidoof. Okay,
you don't have to pick Bidoof. There's literally you just have 390 other Pokemon to pick from.
Well, I'm just saying, but like, why? But still, there's so many options.
Chase, what Pokemon are you becoming?
It's pretty simple for me. I've always liked this Pokemon.
Thank you.
Pretty great. Pretty Thank standard. You. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be one that's, you know, like, very dependable. Ditto. Can also take a lot of hits while also still being strong enough to be able to come back. You know? So, with that being said, the Pokemon I would choose would be Graveler.
That's a dope choice.
That's a sick choice. Ass choice.
That's a fucking sick choice, dude. Nuts.
You know, trying to grab all.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Garrick went on a tirade about how like each Pokemon has some sort of fucking thing about it that makes you maybe not want to like be picking that Pokemon's life forever, right? Chase says, "Let me be Graveler," and Garrick says, "Graveler these nuts."
You I appreciate him.
Piece of shit. You fucking I appreciate asshole. Him so much.
I thought of a. I thought of yeah. a. Pokemon.
Okay, you thought of one.
I actually think Graveler's a fairly. I actually think Graveler's a fairly like safe. Like let's read his Pokedex entry if you want.
We're gonna break saying, this down for each
this
one.
This is
of
where
us.
The fun comes in, right? You gotta understand. Yeah, you gotta understand sure. what you just you changed what, yourself you know into.
At least he's here
he says that I did a safe option. Wow. Okay. Safe. The middle evolution.
No. I just meant like I didn't mean safe. Sure. I like not like safe. Safe. I meant like safe it in the way like you're not gonna have a fucked life forever because you've chosen to be a Graveler.
No, oh, okay, for sure.
Safe,
for
safe
sure.
In the terms
oh,
of
you, Chase. what
Graveler these nuts.
What's my Pokedex?
Gravel these what's nuts.
What's his Pokedex?
Graveler's Pokedex actually is it's actually pretty uneventful. It just says often seen rolling down mountain trails. Obstacles are just things to roll straight over, not avoid.
Bruh, if I had to think of me as a Pokemon, I'd be rolling down them hills, dog.
I want to see if there's like another Pokedex.
I do not avoid those. I go through
because
them.
Like each generation they kind of change the Pokedex entry.
All right, jeez.
Well, that's the one, Derek. That's the one. It's not changing it now.
That's the original Pokedex entry. Cool. That's like the original one. That's from like Red and Blue. God,
that's dude. The type of Graveler he is, man. He's
the original Graveler, dude. That's it. That's it, man. All right, Devin. Did Nintendo pick your Pokemon for you?
It did.
What does Nintendo say you are?
A Blastoise.
Okay.
A Blastoise. Okay. Huh?
A Blastoise.
You're more of a war turtle to me, but.
Look, I didn't make the rules.
That's like a classic, though. You can't really go wrong with Blastoise. I guess if that'd be like one of those Pokemon that I think I would pick just like off of my own personal.
It even like did it off of my horoscope. It's like Aquarius, the Pokemon that best matches you is a Blastoise, the final evolution of the classic Squirtle. Because of your sensitive nature, your guard is always up, which is perfect with Blastoise's hard shell that covers him.
Don't fucking get into some fucking weird.
That
like...
was like. Fucking,
don't believe that shit. Okay, Garrett, give us Blastoise's Pokedex.
All right. Blastoise's Pokedex entry says it crushes its foes under its heavy body to cause fainting. In a pinch, it will withdraw inside its shell.
Sounds about right, actually. That sounds pretty big, to be honest.
It sounds about right, doesn't it?
He just lays on the bitches and then clams up when he's fetal position. All right, Bill Nye, what's your fucking Pokemon?
Dude, I think I would probably end up choosing some fucking bullshit Pokemon that like I felt fit my personality. You want to know what, Chase? Fuck you. All right?
He's trubbish. He's trubbish.
Hey, pick your goddamn Pokemon. You know what I'm saying? What Pokemon is Garrett going to be?
Dude, Primeape. I think my Pokemon would be Primeape.
Dude, that's a Primeape choice right there, dog.
Dude, they should make Primeape Racing. Like, did he
Chase is
racing?
Killing it with kindness, man. Racing. He's killing it. With okay, so hold on. Let's unpack that a little bit. So Graveler is the safe choice. Blastoise is a classic. What the fuck is Primeape? I don't think I've ever heard anyone
he's a
in my
he's
life.
He's part of the 150.
Obviously, he's a classic.
Like,
that's not my
point. He's like one of my favorite Pokemon, actually.
Who in this Primeape's fucking world? Says Primeape is their favorite Pokemon.
No, well, Ampharos is my favorite Pokemon. Yeah. Primeape's just he's just up there.
That's a good choice. Ampharos is pretty good.
Like I would say Primeape's probably in my top. Dude, he was my second level 100 Pokemon ever. Was a Primeape.
I got this for you. Primeape. Number 57.
Mm.
It becomes wildly furious even if it even senses someone looking at it. Chases anyone that meets its glare.
Wow. sure. It's mad. It sounds like Garrick is projecting a life in which he wants to have.
Growlithe would have been my next choice. Growlithe, RK9. Yeah.
I have a pretty like long running theory that Garrick low key is a serial killer, like on the inside. Like he's got like, not that he is a serial killer, but he has the capability of being one. You know what I mean? Like Garrick's got like the serial killer thing where like it accidentally happens and just keeps accidentally happening. It just so happens to be with the same type of person, which is why he's a serial killer.
He does have the black dad hat with the glasses and those lanky arms.
Why are you going after my arms?
God damn, Jesus Christ, Devin.
What's going on with me?
Oh my God, are you Blastoise or are you just an asshole? Yeah.
Like, I like your arms.
That was a dick thing.
Bro, you do just lay on top of people.
Oh my God. Devin said, yeah, man, he's got a serial killer face. Like, and those arms, those are serial killer arms, dude.
You
like,
guys literally just call me a crackhead on this show.
That is half as problematic as calling Garrick a serial killer because he has serial killer arms. You know what I mean? Like, what does that mean?
You're the one that says he has, like,
our FBI agents watching this and going,
yeah, he's right. Like, why are you gaslighting me about this when you are the one that brought it up?
Listen, I don't say you have crackhead arms. I say you dress like you sell drugs at skate parks.
Well, you go, he's a crackhead.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking great. That's money, bro. Content.
Is it?
Oh my God. You can Blastoise these nuts.
Don't gaslight me, Mr. Gaslight.
You know what?
Okay, Ernell, what fucking Pokemon are you actually choosing?
Miltank.
All right. I'm not even going to question that, actually.
He's just like, all right.
All right,
let's look that up.
No, that's not my real answer.
It's too late. You already chose. You can't go back.
Okay. All right, fine. Miltank.
You're Miltank now.
Yeah. Fine. All right. I'll do Miltank. Milk me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Miltank produces highly nutritious milk, so it's been supporting the lives of people and other Pokemon since ancient times. Find him at OnlyFans.com/coconuts.
No, it's not coconuts anymore. Yeah, dude, I'll roll away my problems.
It's milky nuts.
Just roll out my problems. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just roll them out. Just milk me and roll it.
It's almond nut milk.
Almond nut. Yeah, that's the milk that you get from milking me is almond nut milk.
It's great. Fuck, Sean.
I just watched that melt Garrick's brain in real time.
I said it, and he was like, "You fucking said it, you bitch." That's like what his face said.
I feel like if I had an actual pick, it would probably be Magikarp. To be completely honest,
I think if I was really thinking about it, dude, I would just choose like a Snorlax or some shit. I would legit just choose the laziest fucking Pokemon I could possibly. Its whole fucking thing is eating and sleeping. I love that for sure.
This fucking Pokédex, a underpowered, pathetic Pokemon. It may jump high on rare occasions, but never more than 7 feet.
Listen, I'm just
bro, that up 7 feet.
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, life is simple when you lack the IQ points to like perceive it in its full capacity. Mm. You know what I mean?
Retweet.
Yeah, the Magikarp is actually, that's a really good defense in the same way that, like, the Snorlax is a good defense. Like, life simplified, brother.
Yeah, like, dude, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to worry about the quarrels of man when I'm just in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Now, since we've all given our answers,
okay.
What would be a red flag Pokemon? Like, Vaporeon. If somebody were just like, Vaporeon's one, right? Like, what's another red flag Eevee, Pokemon? Like, I want to be
straight up.
You're like, I want to be this Pokemon. You're like, why? Like,
okay, but before we do that though, Ahoy Jasmine with a raid of 6. Jasmine, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hello, how are you doing, guys? Are a podcast. We don't have a raid video or anything that we play, but thank you guys for coming in and hanging out with us. We are currently talking about what Pokemon we want to become. Actually, Garrick's,
if we had to choose,
Garrick's, I've proposed
an adjacent question now.
Yeah, which Pokemon would be a red flag choice to become?
So our original question was, if you had to choose to become a Pokemon, what Pokemon would that be?
Right.
So now I've proposed, if, like, what answer could somebody give? You'd be like, why the fuck would you want to be that one? Like, that's
right.
Like, why that Pokemon?
I'm going
to. The one that immediately comes to mind for me is Hypno. Like, why? That sucks.
I was going to say Lickitung, but.
That's also super sus, dude. That's ditto. Like one of those ones you're just like, why do you want to be Lickitung?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ditto. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, why do you want to be Ditto?
Ditto's enough. Yeah, dude, see, like, Ditto's problematic.
Problematic. The movie proved how problematic Ditto is.
Ditto gives sucks its own dick. You know what I mean? That's what Ditto gives to me.
It actually wholeheartedly does.
Ditto actually got its ribs removed to suck its own dick. Like, real life, dude. Like, real for real.
Then I want to be Ditto.
I'm about to change my answer.
Chiefs is like, oh fuck, dude, now. that's what Ditto's about. God damn.
Alakazam, or any
that's sus. That's sus.
Yeah. Any of the psychic Pokemon?
Yeah.
Why any of the psychic Pokemon? I feel like some of the psychic Pokemon are legit.
They're cool. Don't get me wrong, but if someone says they want to be one, that's sus.
I don't know what's so sus about Abracadabra, you know what I'm saying? Or Alakazam, like, it's got spoons. Mind
control, hypno.
I mean, hypno, like, hypnotizes people.
Said all three Pokemon names in a row, but you literally, I fucking hate you for the way that you chose to do that, because it was deliberate.
Yeah, what's it though? Because I'm just kind of like,
this motherfucker literally said abracadabra as if it were one word, addressing it as two Pokemon. I heard the capital K in his voice, and then he said Alakazam, and I was like, you did not just make that fucking joke.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean?
I did that on accident, guys. I'm not even joking.
Listen, I'm here for a long time, you know what I mean? I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here for a long time.
What's the fossil Work? Pokemon?
Omanyte.
Oh, yeah.
Omanyte, which fossil?
Yeah. Kabuto.
Omanyte?
Kabuto.
Oh, the Kabuto.
Kabutops.
Yeah,
Kabuto.
Yeah, Kabutops.
Yeah, there we go. Kabutops.
God,
we're old. I feel like Aerodactyl is kind of sus too. Because is it a Pokemon or is it just a fucking dinosaur?
You know what I mean? I got one for you.
Dinosaur,
I got
you, bro.
Yeah,
I got one,
like,
for you.
Oh. I'm sorry, what?
Ekans.
You mean Ekans? Snake backwards?
Snake backwards, yeah.
That shit's so lazy.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, God. Is that
DJ?
That's DJ. DJ, what Pokemon sus?
Unknowns, dude. The fucking alphabet number Pokemon, dude.
Who the fuck would want to be one of those? You fucking nerd. If somebody, dude, I would punch somebody if they wanted to
be the letter
I think
A.
That would be like, I think that would activate my bully mode. Like, I would, like, okay. If somebody just like, I just really want to be an unknown. I would have been like, you fucking geeky ass piece one. Of shit. Come here.
That's one. Okay. Listen to me here. Voltorb. It's just a Pokeball.
That's pretty, Pokeball. Sauce.
That's sus. Sus.
That's pretty sus.
Number three.
Yeah, dude. That. Oh, why damn, would you want to be a vol? Yeah, dude. That would be
top five. Goddamn.
Yeah, if you want to be, if you want to be Trubbish or Garbodor.
What's the ice cream one?
Guys, Muck is a Pokemon. Muck.
Muck, yeah. Muck is a Pokemon.
Yeah. Like, Muck is that is super sus. Yeah, dude,
that's crazy.
Muck spelled backwards is cum.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's hella sus.
Retweet.
Cum.
You know what, though? I would maybe...
Like, now that we're delving into this, there's a lot of questionable Pokemon.
I would maybe do...
The Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Oh, God.
What the fuck is that one?
We don't count those. You know what I'm saying? Those aren't...
It's a Pokemon still, man. It's
a real Pokemon. You know
what
I'm saying?
Which one?
That's real. No, like, it's a little Sword and Shield.
Vanillite? Vanillish?
Nah, dude, like, what if you wanted to be the teacup? Like, those little teacup Pokemon? That would be sus.
Honestly, I get the vibe. Like, the aesthetic is fine. But, like,
yeah, maybe Kyuu. You'd be getting all weird when people be drinking out of you and shit. You'd be, nah, that's
don't, okay. Can we not say
hey, man, you don't have a Pokemon? Milk tank steak? Milk tank steaks are good.
Guys,
milk steaks. You ever had milk steaks?
I can provide.
Milk steak. I looked up sus weird Pokemon and Magikarp got number 8.
Wait, why?
Let's go, dog. Hey, let's go.
Probably because it's mouth. What was number 1?
Oh,
what was number
1?
It's
gonna be Vaporeon.
Klefki.
Klefki is sus?
Yeah. I think it's just because it's like keys to anywhere you want to go.
Yeah, that's a lame argument.
This reminds this discussion reminds me of a Twitter post I saw. It's your current age plus your birthday times it by your birth month, and that's the Pokemon you are in the Pokédex.
Well, it's your Pokédex entry.
Yeah, I got Sneasel.
Wait, well, hold on. What was the formula again, if you will?
So your age currently.
Okay,
yeah?
Hold on. Let me pull up mine.
Yeah.
No, got mine out.
Okay.
All right. So, okay. Age, current
right now. Yes.
Okay.
Your birthday, the day of. Yeah.
Plus or multiply.
Plus the day.
Plus,
yeah.
Plus the numerical value of the day, right?
Yeah. Okay. And then you multiply that number by your birth month.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Got it.
And that is your number you look in the Pokédex.
All right, let's do this. Let's look this up. Pokemon 87.
So essentially, it could change every year, but like whatever this year, this is your Pokemon.
Yo, so I got Dewgong. That's fucking tight, dude.
That's actually pretty sick.
I got Dewgong.
This
let's go.
What'd you get?
Chase, just wait for next year, man. Maybe luck.
I got motherfucking Igglypuff.
Wait for your birthday, man.
You're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh so hard when I tell you what I got.
Right,
I got
Mr. Mime.
No. Shellder.
Dude, Shellder's tight. I don't care what anyone says. Shellder's adorable. Tight.
I got Gastrodon.
Hey, that's still a water type Pokemon.
That's fucking fire, Garrick.
I mean, he's more ice.
Gastrodonsky, he's got a pretty cool, he's like a sea snail sort of design. He's pretty cool looking, actually.
He's horny. He looks horny.
Stop it.
I'll allow
Say
it.
Say I'm wrong.
I'll allow it.
Shane, thank you so much for the question tonight. This was good. This is good stuff.
All right, I want to pop in and just list those out.
Okay, well, thank you, DJ. Yeah, Can I just say too? I would probably pick an unknown just so I can crip it up.
You know, you're taking the piss. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Just so I can crip it up. Right. Like, I'm actually fucking done.
That was
being
like
here.
His you way of saying your dog shit.
He love you, DJ.
I only have enough energy to provide my insight. Okay.
Love you, DJ.
You guys have a fun
sleep.
Time.
Good night.
Okay, man. Oh, fuck.
He said, oh fuck.
What the fuck?
You know what I kind of think about it? Persian is super sus too. Why are you gonna pick Persian?
Yo, the cat? For real.
Just be a cat, bro.
Yeah.
Who is it always with? Who's it always with? Never with good people. Never with good people.
That's true.
Meow. Oh yeah.
Well, I guess Persian's fucking Persian fucking Persian too. Giovanni. Yeah. Persian's always with Houndoom. The fucking Team Rocket, dude. Yeah. Houndoom's tight. I don't know if that's sus. Houndoom's kind of tight.
Most of the time, always with Team Rocket.
Can I say something?
He's like notoriously evilly used. Maybe Houndoom is just like the pit bull of the Pokemon world, right? It's just the people raising him. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something though?
On some real shit.
I feel like Arcanine gives conservative.
Arcanine?
Yeah, Arcanine.
It's Arcanine.
Okay, I'm sorry. Caramel.
There's a reason why K9 is in the name.
No one fucking cares. You know what I'm saying? Lugia.
I'm trying to follow, but why?
Why what?
It gives me Punisher vibes.
Why Arcanine?
No. Why conservative? I'm just trying to follow the logic there.
Like our canine just gives cop collar. You know what I mean? Like to me, it just like feels like bootlicker.
Are you going
to
trust like someone with a lion tattoo? Right.
Actually, they use Growlithe and Arcanines.
That's what I was going to say. They use them. They use them in the police force. Like legit. Yeah,
they do.
So nope.
Yeah,
I can't argue that. I was like,
it's literally
thin blue line energy, dude.
It's canon.
It's canon. It's crazy.
Damn.
Anyways, let's move to
And it goes even deeper. You got Colonel Mustang, and Full Metal Alchemist with fire too. He's like a police guy.
are we agreeing that the fire element gives cop?
Yeah.
I'm
so glad I never choose the fire element. I literally never choose the fire element in any video game.
I like ice. Ice is tight.
I choose fire. Water and earth like ice almost is not all the time.
I'm just gonna be honest. Ice sucks. Ice isn't great.
I mean, yeah, in real life, yeah.
Yeah, IRL ice is a little inconvenient for sure. Let's move into our tier two listener questions, gentlemen. We have our choices. Are we ready?
I guess.
Okay.
Is this still off the cuff? Just some. It is, isn't it? He hasn't changed how he.
It ain't all the same.
We have either the bag bites back, or
what?
A double-edged sword.
What the hell is even that?
Okay. Okay.
As we were all thinking. Daddy, chill.
What was the first one again?
It is the bag bites back.
Okay.
All right.
Chase,
yeah. Just because I'm currently playing Valhalla, because it's on Game Pass for free, so I'm playing it. Just because it's saying double-edged sword, I'm just going to go double-edged sword, because it probably has nothing to do
with a double-edged sword. It's probably got nothing to do with weapons or instruments or sharp objects of any fucking kind.
I'm playing Valhalla. Lots of weapons. Why not? That's what I'm going to go with.
All right.
Have you double-wielded shields yet?
No,
you can do it. It's fucking ridiculous.
Never
Devin, your choice.
Double-edged sword.
Oh, okay. Garrick.
Sorry, Ernell. How much use the bag bites back? Tiebreaker.
Ooh. Devin, grab the motherfucking coin.
He's got.
Heads is the bag bites back. Tails is a double-edged sword. Devin, flip and show us. Present to the camera.
The coin.
Heads.
The bag bites back.
Yes.
Boys, all in favor. Say aye!
It means...
What'd you say?
What I said was
Impidio, and it means
I put my dick in a bag of Doritos.
Hey, Millie Vanilli writes in for the first time and says, "I'm a new listener, and I have heard you guys joke about it before, but sometimes it's hard to decipher the tone between you guys cracking your silly little jokes. Men podcasting has been quite a cesspool regarding this topic, so let's get this on record. Do you or do you guys not support sex work?
We do.
Wait, what? Yeah. We absolutely support sex work here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't. I'm just saying. I'm legit flabbergasted.
So this is actually why I chose to put this question on here, because I was like, do we need to clear some air here? Like, do we need to clarify some shit? Have we not?
I didn't think we did, but maybe we do.
I thought we made ourselves very clear. So yeah, sure, let's fucking talk about it, I suppose. Yeah, we fucking support sex work. I mean, like, is that? Oh, that was Devin. God damn it! I hate you. I hate you so much. You was a do do do. Yes. Yeah, that was on our end, listeners. yes, we support sex work wholeheartedly. We do. We like to joke about it because it's mostly me that jokes about it, but like,
okay, yeah. But
listen, yeah. I have some really close friends who do sex work for a living, mm-hmm. and I hang out with them all the time. Like, it's just honestly, I don't view it any differently or anything. It's just another job.
Devin just said, I have black friends.
Really is. Get that bag.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, dude. I'm so glad Devin didn't hear what I said. I know, I'm kidding.
You do too, motherfucker.
I know, my partner is one.
Exactly.
No, I said, damn, Devin just said I have black friends, but with sex workers. I'm kidding, yeah. Of course. No, dude, I we joke around about it. We have, like, our fun, and we, you know, say our stupid, like you said, Millie Vanilli, cracking our silly little jokes, because we have silly little jokes around here, you know what I'm saying? But never, ever will you, like, we have a lot of episodes, and I'm not expecting you guys in any capacity to go back and listen to all those episodes. Although if you did, that would be nice. That would be dope. Was that Chase's baby?
Yeah, that's my dog. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. You're no good. Worries. Yeah, it's all right. People at home like the dog. It's all okay. The time. Yeah, it's all right. No big deal. We don't expect you guys to go back and listen to our episodes, but I promise you, we have never spoken ill of sex work around here. Ever.
Ever.
Period. Ever. Mm-hmm. We've and actually...
Like 400 episodes.
There's a lot. There's a lot of yeah. shit you can sift through, and not a single one of them.
Yeah. Well, and we've had like entire episodes around the conversation of sex work and just like professional pornography and like ethical porn versus non-ethical porn. Right. Like more than one occasion, it's come up around here.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because I mean,
from
like
people's questions too.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. I mean, The bottom line is like
we're definitely not ashamed to talk about, because like it's like there's literally no reason for there to be stigma around sex work. It's ridiculous. Like it's just it's just because of the way society painted it for a lot of years. But like honestly, I treat that like any other like high paying salary job. Like that, like and anybody who ever comes at you with like some like, because I have heard this argument, it's like it's a fairly like it's a very brush strokey like argument about like, oh, anybody can do this. Fucking incorrect.
Yeah,
false.
Hard
like that's big, not far, like hard fucking, I'm no. Sorry, like if you think you can literally just show up like making OnlyFans one day and just start showing, like just start spreading some leg and showing some dick, that's literally not how this goes. Like it's a skill, it's a talent, it's something you have to work at, it's something you have to, there is an industry like completely evolved, like there's like a whole industry around it. You can't just walk in and expect to be successful. It's no different than film, it's no different than music, it's no different than video games. You have to work your way into a position of like notoriety and like actually make yourself like an individual.
Yeah.
And like, I, like literally evil. And like, there's been repercussions in like the last decade of like what that looks like as far as like sex work and ethical porn. And like Mia Khalifa is a great example. She made like hundreds and hundreds of hours worth of ethical pornography that got released unethically. And she made pennies. Like, yeah, literally no longer makes adult film or is in sex work because she was taken advantage of inside the industry as an outsider who came up really quick, didn't understand how the industry worked, and it bit that individual in the ass. Like, this is something you have to work at. It's a legit fucking job. And like, if you think you can just show up and just start making money hand over fist, you are wholeheartedly incorrect.
Bravo, sir. Bravo, sir. Yeah, dude, oh, yeah. I watch the kind of shit that Marilyn has to fucking deal with in her doing sex work, and it is fascinating to watch the kind of conversations that these poor people have to fucking deal with their clientele sometimes, where I'm just like, I could not deal with that shit as often as these workers do, because the kind of conversations they have to have, the kind of questions they have to answer, they have to make content during times that they don't fucking want to make content. They have to fucking deal with like the stupid opinions of fucking people, like commenting, replying, quote tweeting, what have you. Like, there's so much extra baggage that comes with it that makes it difficult, that like, most of us can't even fucking comprehend. You know what I mean? Like, Lord knows that if I was walking around, I wouldn't want random people coming up to me saying just weird fucking shit out of fucking left field. Why anyone would think that you want that in your text messages, in your inbox on social media sites every day, all the time, all day long, is just like, nobody wants that, dude. And these women have to fucking deal with that. Not even just women, because obviously there's lots of other people that do sex. Well, just to like trim down and like boil things down to the bare bones here, most sex workers are women.
And women.
Yeah, like predominantly women. And so having them have to deal with the clientele that are predominantly men. And we've talked at length on this show on how a lot of dudes,
men are gross,
fucking suck.
No, fuck yeah.
And kind of some of the shit I've read in Marilyn's messages are just fucking,
oh, dude,
bonkers. There's literally,
there are like people that were like in the industry for like several years that like ended up like they decided to just like basically just go try find a different sort of form of work because they just could not fucking handle the harassment anymore.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. and we're talking sex workers and individuals that were already successful and mm-hmm. established in the industry, actually making a livable wage. Like, this was their job.
Yeah.
And they were just like, the fucking money is not worth it because you fucking people won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
And like, literally like bullying people out of like, literally out of an industry of work.
Well, and I also want to point out, too, Girlsmith makes a point in the chat, sort of like being a woman in most workplaces. That's 100% fucking true. I mean, like,
yes,
me and Chase have seen it working in, you know, some jobs that we used to have that were the same jobs. Having had worked with younger women, sometimes those younger women were good looking women and people knew it. And the way customers would treat them, the way coworkers would treat them, just like, dude, like some of the shit you hear women deal with in a regular work environment is fucking out of this world. Now, imagine if you're opening up a channel that says you can kind of say some things to me as long as you pay me for it. And these guys just go in there and say, I might have $5 for you. Can I pee on your feet? Like, you know what I mean? And you have to deal with that shit at like 10 o'clock in the morning.
You like you got to field that question just after finishing your fucking breakfast. Like dude, could you imagine?
Dude, like fucking A, bro. Like it's fucking crazy, man. And just as like sort of a very high and dry example, like Marilyn had recently had to fire a client, a very long time client, who was a sort of like pay pig ordeal where this guy would pay her to say really fucked up mean things to him. And it got to a point where he was overstepping his bounds by contacting her at random times, sometimes almost borderline harassing her, giving like 5, 6, 7 messages, trying to egg her into having a session, basically, while she's in the middle of like family dinner. You know what I mean? And she's trying to explain it, like, dude, you can't be bombarding me like that when I'm in the middle of like living life. I will tell your
clientele.
Yeah, right. I will let you know when I am prepared to engage in that. And this guy like would not get the fucking hint. And so she said, no, like no more. I've given you your fucking warning. You're not listening to me. You're not respecting my fucking boundaries here. So we're fucking done. So this guy went on to fucking Twitter and just rampaged adding her on there and like just tarnishing her trying to tarnish her fucking name all over fucking his Twitter page, saying like don't trust these dumps like that. This one tried to rip me off and blah blah blah. I was just saying just the worst fucking terrible shit.
Don't and we're just like literally don't why on first and foremost attacking a sex worker on Twitter is the stupidest thing you could do. Like literally one of the stupidest mistakes you could possibly make. That industry is so fucking protective of itself. Like fuck that client.
Yeah, man. Well, anyways, me and Garrick have talked about this a lot. Chase and Devin, you guys can fill in some of those gap here.
Garrick kind of like said a lot of what I was going to say, like in general, like it's not something that you're going to be able to just go in and be successful, just like any other industry. Just like any other industry, there's going to be people that have like A, paved ways, B, made it to where they're going to where we are now in it makes it seem like it's easy, but it's a whole lot of fucking hard work.
Right.
A whole lot of hard work. Yep. And so that just goes with like. Like just to compare it, like a plumber, he's gonna come fix something for 15 fucking minutes. You're not gonna, because he's done 15 years and he's earned the right to be able to do that.
Correct.
And so like the people that are paving the way and making it to where sex work is so frivolous in the industry is the boom. And so people are capitalizing on the boom. That's not to sound piggish or capitalistic at all, but that's just what America does. When there's a fucking big ass boom, people jump on it, and that's just what that's what they're doing.
Western trends.
You know what I mean? Like that's like that's what I'm trying to say. And so they're capitalizing it. They're doing like the people that are successful at it, great. I've literally seen people say, I can't fucking do this. Yeah, because it's fucking hard work. Yeah. So if I'm gonna say something that's hard work, guess what? Must be something that's respectable to be able to fucking do it. Like it's pretty simple.
It's a fucking job. It's like it's work.
Exactly. It's pretty fucking easy for me. Like I don't know. I don't get why people have such an issue with it. Like mind your business at the same time, you know.
Because Andrew
tattoos,
Tate.
Tattoos are for the devil.
Foosball's the devil, Bobby.
But another example is like she has like Marilyn has. Hey. These are what I'm going to work with you. Those are fucking called in the normal world, like normal industries. That's called business hours.
Mm-hmm.
For fucking Christ. Yeah, appointments.
Yeah.
Like that's when people are.
All that shit still applies.
Everything does. Like it's fucking dumb.
I know.
Sex work is providing a service.
1,000%.
Yeah. Listen, and most SWs I know, they all their. Like their shifts are like late night stuff. They're normal people through the day, and people tend to forget that.
Yeah,
well,
it's
I mean,
no different than working a swing shift or a graveyard.
Or they're working like, another job at the same time.
Yeah, or they have other like, especially if they're trying. Like if like we know some individuals that are like amateurs in that industry. Like we have friends and stuff that alternate around us that are in. That are into that sort of thing or like are they up and coming and like they still hold day jobs and like they use this as like an alternate form of income like or like they're trying to make it their primary job or vice versa. Like not everybody involved in sex work necessarily wants to make a career of it, but like they're in a place now where like that is their career and like there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to kind of double down on Devin's point, I'd even lay it out flat. Like, they're not even just normal people, like, during the day. They're normal people at all fucking times. It's like, just like, even because Marilyn is a dancer part-time and has told me some fucking horror stories about, like, some of these fucking dudes that roll up into clubs and just think that these dancers are just objects, just Barbie dolls that they can just like fiddle and fuck around with and say and do horrible fucking things with without suffering any sort of real repercussions. And Marilyn tells me all the time about like these dudes that like will like touch beyond their fucking bounds, and she'll have to like dig her heel in their fucking balls while they're sitting to like get them to fucking stop, because these dudes are such fucking pieces of shit about like how they treat dancers and how they treat sex workers just in general, that just like it's really skeezy to think about, because like these guys are the ones that typically we hear that are like fuck sex workers. Like, it's usually the clients. Yeah. It's fucking weird, dude.
Well, yeah. Well, it's because, like, they're, like, propagating, like, the problem because they're embarrassed of their own behavior. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with the sex worker. And they're projecting their own insecurities on that sex work. And, like, that's honestly, which is fucked up. Which is where, like why those clientels, like, which is why a lot of the time, like, SW, like, clientele tends to be, like, less than desirable individuals, because like most of the time, like, they're not being honest with themselves about the way they're choosing to approach sex, or their relationship with sex isn't healthy, and they're unfortunately taking it out on these sex workers.
Yeah, unfortunately, man. Unfortunately. But yes, I mean, to you know, really, really boil it down, yeah, we're here for the work. We're here for y'all staying in your fucking bag. We're here for supporting ethical porn and, you know, paying workers to do what they fucking do. You know what I mean? Like, that's bottom line what it is. Because as Devin said earlier, we have a lot of friends, we have a lot of family, we have a lot of loved ones that are involved in the industry. And, you know, we want to make sure that they're being as supported as fucking possible. We also want to make sure you guys are fucking treating them right. So please, God, please, to all of our guy friends, fucking chill. You know what I'm saying? Fucking chill the fuck out. All right. Because we listen, there's something that like that guys have to fucking worry about here. And like some dudes are going to like pick up what I'm putting down here. We don't know each other 100%. You know what I mean? Like, we can know each other 99%. But there's still this one tiny bit of each other, even with your friends, your closest fucking friends, your closest fucking family. You don't know everything about them, meaning you don't know how they treat people behind closed doors. And well, I see y'all seeing me see y'all. Okay, don't fucking let me find out that one of my fucking friends is acting a goddamn fool with sex workers, because I've seen it once and I almost fucking broke his shit in, dude. I was so fucking mad watching a friend film a dancer in a club on his cell phone. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, what? Bro, and he tried, he's like hiding his phone, and I slapped the fucker out of his hand.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was like, what the fuck? Bro?
I was like, I will fucking smash this phone right now if you don't delete it. And I was trying to be low key about it, because I'm not trying to like be like, you know, a huge fucking dick. I'm just trying to like get him to understand this is not okay. And you think it's not okay because none of your fucking friends told you it's not. And I'm not going to be that fucking friend. So please, God, please fucking homeboys out there that might listen to the show, just be fucking good, please. We can't babysit y'all all the fucking time. So when you're in your Twitter DMs trying to fucking fiend at demon hours at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, keep your shit together, dude, because I don't want to lose another friend because I'm finding out they're a piece of fucking dog shit. I can't do it, man. I can't fucking do it anymore.
And if you are going to do it, just put your dick in a bag of Doritos.
No, if you're gonna do it, just tell me now so I don't have to be fucking friends with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can
you
yeah, just tell right. me now? Yeah, let us so know you're just... an asshole up front so we can make this a non-issue.
Yeah. Bitch, you guessed it. Hey, please. Let's go. You know what I'm saying, dude? So I just wanted to make sure that I was being perfectly fucking clear about that because, like, obviously, again, I put this question on here because I was, like, fucking shocked. I was like, I didn't realize that anyone could, like, feel that we didn't feel this way. So because that's the case, we just need to fucking hash this out now.
Raise, so we answered it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm glad mm-hmm. that we're all on the same page here. Though there wasn't
it's
some,
a very elaborate answer for just being like, yeah, we support sex workers.
Yeah, I mean, like, no, it for sure, it definitely is. But I feel like it's a subject that deserves an elaborate answer. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's just because, like, yeah, it's more of like we do support sex workers, and here's why, and here's why you guys should too.
Mm-hmm. Because there's some guys that could be out there who are like, oh yeah, I love strippers, dude, they're so cool. And then they go to the club and they try to like finger women that they don't know. You know what I mean? Because that happens. Yeah, they fucking these fucking assholes do that shit.
I got violent real quick.
No, I'm just dude, saying, man. Like,
I'd be fighting motherfuckers.
Oh God, it's just like because it's just like this warped mindset that they have where they're like, oh yeah, like I like the idea of spending money on sex workers, but I don't actually like the idea of treating them like a fucking human being. You know what I mean? Like that, like those guys are like almost grosser than the ones that just don't like sex workers. Because at least the ones that don't like sex workers, we know. Like we just said, we know.
Yeah, they're like upfront, and the other guys, yeah, it's like it's almost like a like willful ignorance. Like they don't even know they're being pieces of. They're in denial about their own shitty behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or they're trying to keep it low key. Mm.
Right. Oh, dude, that's even worse, actually, when you're just trying to like save. You're just like you're cool about it because you're just trying to save fucking face in front of your friends.
Oh, God, dude. Oh, my God. Right. I'm watching.
Like, if you're going to have an opinion, at least let it be a fucking honest one.
I love it, guys. I'm glad that we're on the same page here. I would be very disappointed if Devin was kind of like, yeah, dude, I got lots of sex work friends, and Garrett's kind of like, yeah, dude, of course you do. And I'm kind of like, yeah, man, my partner is, and Chase is like, nah, fuck that, dude. Chase is like, dude, I was actually listening to Joe Rogan podcast the other day, and he even said,
dude, he makes a lot of sense, man. You should just listen to it. Just give it a shot. You know,
stop.
Just give it a shot.
Stop.
His favorite episodes are when Elon Musk and Alex Jones are on him.
Oh, God, dude, I like to watch Alex Jones debates on YouTube so I can like sit here and just like just the daunting realization that is a real human being. That is a person that exists, dude. I can't believe his mother made him.
He is literally J. Jonah Jameson in real life.
Dude, like
he's worse than J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah, so yeah.
He's like the boys' version of J. Jonah Jameson.
Dude,
yeah, that's a pretty apt description.
Yeah, man, hard agree, dude. Alex Jones is fucking gross, man. Andrew Tate, he's fucking gross too. Jesus Christ, man.
Fuck Andrew Tate.
Here,
dude.
The thing is,
hasn't somebody just folded Andrew Tate yet, man? Now dude, I'm gonna get phone calls.
You better watch out. He's gonna start calling you, man.
Have you guys seen that fucking? There's like a Meat Canyon video.
Stop
with Andrew Tate.
Stop. No, dude. Okay, I know that I might arguably be the only South Park fan here, but did you guys see the South Park episode with Andrew Tate?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was one.
They're very low key, but they don't call him Andrew Tate. But he's straight up Andrew Tate. Like Randy Marsh is throwing a party. In his family's house, and this guy who looks exactly like Andrew Tate would if he was in South Park comes out, and he's like fucking doing blow and shit. And the cops come in, and they're like, "All right, who's running this party?" And Andrew Tate walks out of the hallway. They're like, "Holy shit, it's him!" And they start shooting at him, and he gets arrested. It was like right after he like actually got arrested in Ukraine. He was so fucked up. Oh yeah, he provided the women for the party. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Oh my god, I hate it. I hate
yeah,
it.
Dude, fucking terrible, man. No, so like I actually, it's funny because like being podcast guys, I feel like I have a responsibility to talk shit about shitty podcasts. But
well yeah, dude, podcasts, there is literally I hate podcast bros. I actively fucking hate podcast bros. Mm. Like they're my least favorite, like kind of, and there's a lot of them on TikTok right now too.
And they're always like saying to like we talked about before, like yeah, if you, all you need, just buy 10 real estate properties before you're 30 years old, and you're set. It's fine. You're set after that.
Yeah, and then they provide no context as to how to make that happen at all.
I think one of my favorite like current like TikTok / Instagram Reels trend right now are the people with like computer and like streaming setups that pretend they're on a podcast.
Dude, there is an all female podcast that has done straight episodes where they mimic podcast bros.
I watch them.
They're so funny, dude. So funny.
I need link me to that, please.
Dude, I'll try to find it. They're so funny.
I
want to
see this. This sounds amazing.
They're so fucking funny, dude. Some of the shit they fucking say is so
wild. They're literally like parroting like Andrew Tate and like Joe Rogan and all those fucking.
Oh my god, it's because they
to be an alpha male, right? You gotta forget the woman's name.
DJ came right? back for that's this, literally dude. The shit they're saying, DJ. That's DJ literally the shit they're saying.
For this, dude. It's crazy.
You got so how to secure a date? First, you gotta put cologne on 50 times.
Oh, yo, right? If you don't get to 50, dude.
You're not real. You're a beta. Right? You're a beta yeah. cuck.
Oh my god.
Right? Dude, those guys. Getting clothes. Show off your muscles. Right? I'm my 50 base, step base, $500 dude. Program through my Discord.
Fucking Christ.
You guys can buy my program now for $150. You can learn how to be alpha too. You know what I'm saying? You can learn how to be alpha too.
Yeah, hashtag for $150 a month.
Only eat yep. chicken and rice. No seasoning.
No seasonings. Just chicken and brown rice, dude. That's
and you
it.
Boil the
discipline.
Chicken.
You boil the boil chicken. Discipline. Yeah. No, dude. You put the chicken in a bowl and you pour milk in it. You just it's eat it raw.
You if you, if you need raw. It to be spicy, you can use some mayo.
Because it's about discipline. It's about showing life that it's my bitch.
You only drink coffee black. Decaf.
So what I was gonna say earlier though is that like Joe Rogan, his podcast makes me laugh.
48 laws of power.
His podcast makes me laugh because he is seemingly an 8-year-old with like people that are so far beyond him mentally and emotionally that he just like asked us just the most ridiculous fucking questions. And I'm not talking about the DMT shit. I'm just like he does this little bit of like bare bones, bare.
So you think a monkey can grab items? Yo, Jamie, pull up a monkey. Pull up that thing. That article last year.
You see what I mean? Like he gets some people on his podcast that are actually fucking fairly highly.
Yeah, astrophysicists here. How does the Earth go round?
Oh my
dude,
god!
He was just like, is it crazy to think that we'll never know how strong a gorilla can really be because it doesn't have a workout regimen?
When he had Neil,
dude, imagine if a gorilla had a fucking bench press and a squat rack. Jamie, pull up a
picture of a gorilla. Look at that thing, dude. It is jacked. Could you imagine if that thing was running 10K a day?
Dude, no, it's straight up. He's like, imagine if a gorilla could work out. Imagine if we gave him this. Oh, Jamie, can you pull up a photo? Actually, Jamie, you remember that one time was a gorilla that charged the glass
there was
at that
article
one zoo?
One time, it was a tragic freak accident with a bus collided with a gorilla. It was, yo, Jamie, look up 20.
He's had like Neil deGrasse Tyson on there sometimes, and like some of those fucking conversations.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about, bro. You have a chance to have just the one of the most enlightening, well-informed conversations. You have Neil deGrasse Tyson in fucking front of you. You can learn anything you want about astrophysics right now, and you're gonna ask him some shit about what how. So what on Star Wars makes sense? That's what he asked him.
That's an important question, though.
Are you fucking serious?
So we have Neil.
Listen,
Neil.
Listen.
Do you think aliens are real? Jamie, pull up the Roswell Mexican aliens.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Because Joe Rogan isn't asking like what one Star Wars like makes sense, right? Because Neil deGrasse Tyson has an entire TikTok page that you can go to where he answers those questions, right? That's totally fine. But what Joe does is he lets Neil answer with a real question or a real answer, and then he flips it with some bullshit leading question.
So you hate all space movies?
I found it.
You found it? You found what?
I found the fucking TikTok.
Yeah? Oh, shit. Oh,
I found the finance bros TikTok. I'm dropping it in staff chat.
Yep. Okay. All right. There we go. Open this. I don't have the browser window open, so I'm just gonna fucking play the audio. Oh my god, there they are.
It's the exact video.
It's the girls, Devin. It's the girls.
Yes.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go.
If you saved $1 a day for a year, do you know how much money you have? Roughly $30,000.
Okay. Hold on.
And you and your friends don't meet up to day trade. How are you expecting to be a million?
Okay, there we go.
You just pulled a hey Garrick, pull that up.
Garrick, let me see.
Garrick, let me know. Can you look up how much a private jet costs
for a year?
How much can a gorilla
bid? Roughly $30,000.
You guys hear?
If you're 25,
yeah,
and you and your friends,
yeah, start it over though.
How are you expecting to be a millionaire?
Turn it up on actual TikTok. Okay, here we go.
If you saved $1 a day for a year, do you know how much money you'd have? Roughly $30,000. If you're 25 and you and your friends don't meet up to day trade, how are you expecting to be a millionaire in your 20s? If you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh, what am I going to eat for dinner? Like, that's the wrong mindset. You should be thinking, how can I buy this restaurant? Flip your mindset. If women just stop getting lip injections for a year, what'd they save? $80,000? You need grit, determination, and a small loan from your parents. I'm at the point where if someone came up to me and said, if you slap your mom, I'll give you $15 million.
Yeah.
I'd slap my mom, but I would not accept the $15 million, because to be honest, that job experience is invaluable on my resume.
They say, oh, I have property. How can I make more money on my property? It's simple. Like, buy little greenhouses, maybe a red hotel.
And instead of being innovative and building their passive income, people are worried about going to jail. Really easy to not go to jail. Just roll doubles and you're done.
In life, you need to know who you are. Like, are you an iron? Are you a race car?
Roll
like
doubles is crazy.
It's fucking wild, dude.
People are like, how do I invest in money like you? How do I buy properties like you? Where'd you get that tiny little monocle from?
Those two girls just
that fucking shit is so funny, they just get it, that's real, dude.
Like, this is, that's just fucking incredible. Anyways, gentlemen, thank you for being on the same page with me tonight. We're fucking vibing out here, and you guys at home vibed with us, because this is the Shipwreck Show, where once a week, every week, five of the Brethren Corps gather together to discuss anything and everything. The seven
seas. Dude, I'm like halfway dead, dude.
Thrown our way. If you're riding this wave, you can head on over to our Discord channel where you can submit questions and topics to the show, get exclusive content, and soon have early access to episodes before they go live on podcast and video services. But you can also support us by following or subscribing to Good Kraken right here at twitch.tv/goodkrakenshow, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel by going down here and clicking the link down in the description section below in order to get updates when new episodes go live everywhere. We have to get going, everybody, but until next time, my friends, be good to each other. Oh,
y'all ever just sit?
You don't just sit.
Y'all ever just sit?
Hey, Jamie, go ahead and pull up that video from the gorilla.